I'm at the Swan Pub in West London, and drinkers are settling into leather booths around me, having chosen from the array of craft beers and big name brands at the bar. And with me is Jane Payton, who's a beer sommelier. Hello there, Jane. Thanks for coming on the programme. So, first of all, can you tell me whether you think that there will be an impact on choice, on consumer choice, with the merger of AB InBev and SAB Miller?
If you're talking about Britain and America and the mature beer markets, I don't think it's going to have much of an impact. It will have an impact in the smaller or more developing, newer markets around the world. India is becoming a beer-drinking nation, so we may see an impact there. The brands that are owned by these enormous corporations are already very well established. They're brands like Stella Artois, Budweiser, which is the American beer, Peroni, Grolsch, so they already have their market.
And these are Pilsner beers, aren't they? Tell me the difference between a Pilsner and the other types of beer available in the pub.
Pilsner is one of the lager beers. It's pale, carbonated, quite crisp in its character. Pilsner is the most popular style of beer in the world, by the way. Then there's another branch called ales, and that's where you have porters, stouts, India pale ales. Ales tend to be much more aromatic, flavours like citrus, floral, tropical fruits, chocolate, caramel, vanilla, toffee. It depends on the beer. Then there's a third branch, which is quite a niche style, and most people have never had one. It's known as Lambic. It's sour beer originating in Belgium.
At the moment, there's a real craft beer revolution, isn't there, happening in the UK and the US in particular, and that's really focusing on the ale section of the market. You say there won't be an impact initially for beer drinkers with this big merger, but actually those big brewers are snapping up craft beer enterprises, aren't they?
AB InBev bought Goose Island, which is an American brewer based in Chicago, very renowned and has a great deal of credibility and lots of fans. And then 2 or 3 months ago, SAB Miller bought Meantime, which is a London brewery, which is really renowned as being one of the originators of the craft beer revolution in Britain. And what they're doing, these big corporations, is they are buying the new style of brewery and these new, exciting, vibrant beer brands.
They obviously see that this is a real niche that is growing fast and one that they want to jump into.
What comes with these craft beer drinkers is passion, social media engagement. There's a great deal of fun in this world, engaging people in whatever ways you can do, through the taste of the beer, the style of the beer, the name of the brewery. The social media engagement, absolutely crucial for successful businesses nowadays.
What are some of your favourite names for these beers?
A favourite beer of mine is called Hop-a-Doodle-Doo. That's brewed by Brewsters in Grantham in England. There's no end to these wonderful names. You don't tend to get that with the Pilsners, actually. What you get with the Pilsner, they are named after the brewer. With ale, it's poetry, it's imagination, it's sometimes bonkers.
That was Jane Payton, a beer sommelier.